Hi, this is Sarah Knight Adamson. I'm the national film critic for the website sarahsbackstagepass.com. I've been in the film critique business now for over 10 years. I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association in LA and a voting member of the Critics' Choice Film Awards.
Happy 4th of July. We've got the perfect movie, The Outpost. It's a military thriller of a small unit of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Battle of Kemdesh during the Afghan War in 2009. It's open now in theaters and online. Bravo Troop 361 CAV became one of the most decorated units of the 19-year conflict. The director is Rod Laurie, a West Point graduate and filmmaker whom I interviewed a few weeks ago. He spoke about the brotherhood of these men and the fact that everyone who died in the battle was trying to save someone else. Let's take a listen.
Welcome to the dark side of the moon, gentlemen.
Aren't we supposed to be on top of the mountain to win this thing?
Our job is to separate the Taliban and the ordinary people.
The film stars Scott Eastwood and Orlando Bloom. Here's another clip.
We need to retake this camp. We don't have any air support, the manpower.
Our men are trapped up there. Our ammo depot is 40 yards away. It has everything we need to stay in this fight. Let me do this.
The bottom line, I'm all in. 4 stars out of 4. Daniel Rodriguez, a specialist soldier, plays himself in the movie. He was in the mortar pit at the time of the battle, and everything that he did on that day is recreated. The film is a tribute to the soldiers and their families. I can't urge you enough to see this important historical film. It will tug at your heartstrings, and you'll feel so proud to be an American. Check out my interview with the director of The Outpost, Rod Laurie, on sarahsbackstagepass.com. See you next week.